Okay, now when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I would like to thank you people that are hanging on, that are still hanging on. I know if you're like me, you couldn't possibly go anywhere unless you had to go use the restroom for an emergency or something. I mean, Mo Shape, we've been doing this for years, and I think Mo probably just gave the most emotional, combined with a technical description of what happened to United States Ship Liberty on that day. The real day of infamy, June the 8th of 1967, I was spellbound. And for the first time in the history of Blood River Radio, we skipped not one, but two commercials. And Mo probably didn't even know that. We skipped two commercials. We can't do that because the people who syndicate us, Liberty News Radio, New Cloud Media, it takes money to run programs, and that's how they make their money. Thank God they syndicate Liberty News Radio, New Cloud Media. They syndicate Blood River Radio. When they skipped, they were eloquent enough, Miss Lizzie, to skip two commercials. That's unheard of. We've never done that. God, we couldn't honor Mo and the U.S. Liberty people enough. We're getting ready to bring two super, super, super special individuals on. If I don't cry, we have Miss Connie Kukol, who has just been appointed. She's the new chaplain for USS Liberty Association. She got that honor recently because her husband, Ron, who was a friend of mine, I loved him to death. He used to come on Blood River Radio. He came on with Phil Torney. One of the things I'm very proud of, I helped Phil and Ron get they had their own radio program on with I'm going right, Liberty News Radio with Sam Bushman. And I'm not bragging, but I put a little down payment down to get them going. I knew that they would reimburse me back. I would have done it anyway. But they got going, and that was so honored there. But before we go to the girls, I'm going to say one thing. Mo ran out of time. I'm going to add a few more things about Thomas Massey. He told the sailors, there were 13 sailors from the Liberty that he took to supper, took dinner in Washington, D.C. And he told them that if he had not have lost that election, he could not have gone on the floor of the U.S. Congress and gave that speech about what happened to Liberty and who did it. Our closest ally, our only ally in the Middle East, the stinking Israel, the backstabbing Israel. He could not have done that. He said there's no way in hell. And also he told Mo and the sailors that he did catch hell later. After he gave that speech, he caught hell from those other cowardly congressmen on the floor of the U.S. States Congress. You know what? I hate to say this, maybe I shouldn't, but I hope no harm comes to Thomas Massey. But these people that we're going against, their power is unmeasurable. They work for their sons, the devil. Their father. Their father, the devil. That's who they are. That's John 8:44. Anyway, I just want to add that Thomas Massey, write him, call him, whatever, support that man. He is a saint. He's the only politician I ever know, and like Mo said, that did that. So God bless Thomas Massey. I wanted to finish it up because Mo didn't get a chance to do that. Now, without further ado, we're bringing two wives Miss Connie Kukol is she is the widow of Mr. Our brother Ron Kukol. He was not the chaplain during the attack on the USS Liberty. He later became the chaplain. But we could do another 5 hours on what Ron Kukol did about directing the rescue mission that brought the bodies up from the USS Liberty after it was destroyed. And Miss Sharon Benker, she also, her husband is still alive, but he's not in good health. I wish he was. I wish he could come on, Joe Benker. But we have Miss Sharon Benker on. They've been graciously enough to come on. We want them to come on to tell what it's like to be married to sailors who their minds and body, I mean, there's no way your mind could ever be back whole. But since Miss Connie Kukol is the chaplain, Miss Connie, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to shut up. The rest of this hour belongs to you and Miss Sharon. So introduce yourself, and then after you do that, Miss Sharon can introduce herself. And I want y'all to tell the world just what it's like to be married to these two heroes who had their minds. I know they're walking and talking, but there's got to be scar tissue in their minds. And now I'm going to shut up and go ahead, Ms. Kukol.
Go ahead.
I'm Connie Kukol. I am actually the third wife of Ron Kukol. When Ron was on the USS Liberty, June 8th, 1967, he was married to a lovely lady named Carol. She was a school teacher, and he never talked bad about her ever. He said that she they got married while he was in the service. So she traveled with him different places where she could. She was a school teacher in Maryland. She taught black children there. She, when they were home in Nebraska, she taught Indian children on the reservation. So he was very, very in love with her. And then after the attack, he changed. Of course, all these men did, but his mind changed. He was in pain. He had severe back pain from, he was in charge of pulling the bodies out of that wreckage from the torpedo. And by doing that, he injured his back. So when he went home, he was just a mess. In fact, he told me that he went to the VA hospital in Hot Springs, South Dakota, to get treated for his back, and they thought he was just have PTSD, which they called it shell shock back then, or I guess they had another name for it. But they had to call Washington to find out if what he was telling them about the ship was even true, because that's how top secret this all was, that they wanted to keep it quiet about what happened. And so through all that, he ended up divorcing Carol for personal reasons, and probably his mental health reasons too. And then he married another lady, Linda, and they had four children together. And that's when the news about the Liberty started coming out. A few years after they'd been married, Assault on the Liberty came out. And his wife, Linda, at the time, she didn't like what he was telling her about it, and it caused a lot of marital problems, and so they ended up divorced. And so when I met Ron, we had both been single for about 6 years, and I had lived in Wyoming since 83, after my divorce, I moved away for a while. I went back to school, and then I came back to Wyoming. And that's when I met Ron, and we just we met, and we decided he was going to try to put 6 children together. And it was pretty tough, but we seemed to work it out the best we could. I didn't understand everything about the Liberty, but he talked about it before we got married, and so I was well aware of what I was getting into, and the story that he told me about the Liberty.
Miss Connie, we have to go to a quick break. We have to go to our first break, Miss Connie. Dear Blood River Radio for Real People,
sure.
Please don't go anywhere. Do not leave. Be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm just so humbled, and I'm almost speechless. We've never had a broadcast like this ever, and I know Mo can hear what I'm saying now, but in the first time in history, we did something when Mo was on that's we've never done before. We skipped not one, but we skipped two commercials. We really did. And I know that Sam Bushman with Liberty News Radio and Jay Harrison with New Cloud Media, they're as humble as I am. I've been doing this a long time. We've never done anything like this. It's turning out, I don't even know if you say spectacular. It's almost like a religious experience what we're doing tonight. At least that's the way it's affecting me. I just don't know what to say. I really don't. So I'm going to shut up and go right back to Miss Connie Kukol. Well, just in case people are just tuning in, she is she's been appointed or voted in the chaplain for the United States Ship Liberty Veterans Association, and I'm sure she'll do a great job. Her husband Ron, like we said earlier, he was not the chaplain during the attack of the USS Liberty. He was involved. The best of my knowledge, in the rescue mission of going into the bowels of that ship and bringing up the bodies and body parts. But Miss Connie Kukol's on now. When she gets through, she's going to bring in her sister, Miss Sharon Benkert, who Miss Sharon is the wife of Joe Benkert. Just in case you're just tuning in, now I'm going to shut up and get out of their way and let them finish the story. Go ahead, Miss Connie, and whenever you're ready, just bring in Miss Sharon.
Okay,
is it my turn? Connie wasn't finished yet. Go ahead, Connie.
I just wanted to, just one more thing I would like to say is the one thing that Ron talked about and that really, really woke up my mind to what was really going on is all the divine intervention that happened on that ship that day. And Mo talked a little bit about that. And the one thing that happened to Ron when the ship was getting ready to be attacked by the torpedo, as he heard the captain say, "Get ready for torpedo attack." And Ron said, "I heard this voice behind me say, 'Get down now.'" And he said that it felt like somebody just slammed him on the floor, and he could feel all the water and pieces from the ship, like over his back. And he knew that somebody had knocked him down. There was nobody behind him. It was an angel or a hand of God pushing him to that floor. And he said over and over, if he hadn't have been knocked to the floor, he would have been gone. So that was just another miracle that happened that day, besides Harry getting that message out that day. So Sharon, you go ahead. I'm not going to hog all the time.
I'm just here listening. Hello, my name is Sharon Benkert. I have been married to Joe Benkert for 53 years, the 30th of this month. We were not married during the attack of the Liberty, but 6 years later. So I met him as a single man. I knew about the Liberty because I was also in the Navy. And when I married him, he told me he was on the Liberty. But he said, "I don't want to talk about it. I can't talk about it." And he was very emotional when something happened. If one of them passed away, he clammed up. He wouldn't talk. He slammed things around. He ran away. He was filled with anger. He took a bullet to the leg, up the thigh, and he pulled it out himself, dressed himself, and went out there and picked up body parts. And he was unable to get his Purple Heart because he didn't go to the doctor and say, "I'm hurt." He did it himself. The crew needed him, and that's what was more important to him. And he was mad at the world, very, very angered type person. In the 80s, everybody, when computers came out, when they were contacting each other, he said, "We have something called PTSD, and we could get some finances for our problems. I don't need it." He refused. He refused counselors. Every year about the time of the attack was coming on, he just went inside himself. It became almost unbearable for him to even function. About that time in the 80s, Jim Ennis needed information on his book, The Assault on the Liberty. Joe was still in the Navy, and he was feeding Jim information from the inside. And the commander caught word of it and stopped him from ever making rank. So Joe has gone through his entire life with PTSD, full of hate with our government and what happened and the cover-up. He still, to this day, even though he does have severe dementia now, the fireworks, he cannot handle fireworks. Before the dementia set in, he would run away during the time of the Liberty. He would take off. I never knew where he was. He would not talk to anybody. About 7 years ago, he tried to commit suicide. He couldn't handle it anymore. He'd had a bad day with throwing things around and being hostile. So I left for a couple of hours. And when I come back, there was many pill bottles laying on the table. And I got him to the hospital. And then we started with intervention with counselors, and he refused to talk. And he was mad at me for years for saving him. Bryce tried to talk to him, Bryce Lockwood. Ron Kukul tried to talk to him. Pastors tried to talk to him. And he didn't want to talk to nobody. And it's been very difficult in his life. He has spent his entire life. He's 85 now. In the last 2 years, dementia has taken over. And this was the first year that he was not bothered by June 8th. He didn't know what day of the week it was. And it was almost a blessing for me. He has had a rough life. Several years ago, four years ago, Ron Kukul, Larry Bowman, and several of Mo Schaefer, several of them got together and presented Joe with their version of the Purple Heart. And that seemed to, I guess, excuse me, in his heart that he was not forgotten. And Ron put it on a plaque that rise above your glory, rise above the ashes and grab your glory. This is your point. This is your time. And I got to pin the Purple Heart on him, and he turned to everybody and said, I thought I was forgotten. It has been a very rough life for both of us due to this, that nobody, the cover-up, nobody would listen. I do have a sister that is married to a Jewish man. I love my brother-in-law, but they honestly feel that this didn't happen. And my sister and I were torn apart for a lot of years, that they feel it didn't happen, that all the men lied. And it's horrible. It's horrible to what they have gone through. And the year that Matt Stowe came out with the Sacrificing Liberty, after watching that documentary, I was able to put together the pieces of the puzzle that he refused to talk about. So it was an enlightening for me to know exactly what these men went through, that he tried to take his life over it. So any word that we can get out there, God bless.
I'll tell you,
and he was he did not want to come to any of the Liberty reunions until 1 year I forced him. And that was a year that the commander talked. And he's tried to make a lot of them, but now he can't. So that's why we were not there in Norfolk. He wouldn't have gotten much out of it. He doesn't know. He knows names, but not faces.
Excuse me, Eddie. This is Mo. Can I interrupt?
Oh, of course.
Yes, go ahead. Yep.
I can't always speak. I'm so emotional. I'm glad you're there, Mo. We have to go to a quick break. This is the bottom of our commercial, our commercial, Mo. We got to go do a quick break with Mo. Don't lose that. As soon as we come back, Mo, thank you for coming on again. Thank you. People will take this. We got about a 3.5-4 minute break. If you want to get some coffee, use the restroom, go. But don't miss a single second of this. Come be back here in
all
4 minutes.
I'm,
be right back, folks.
I'm.
Oh, How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Mary Rose. Iran has launched a drone assault targeting Beiran and a ship in the Strait of Hormuz separately came under attack. It was likely Tehran's response to overnight airstrikes by the U.S. The U.S. had launched its airstrikes in response to an Iranian drone attack on a ship trying to get out of the strait on Thursday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Israel and Lebanon had reached a framework agreement aimed at achieving lasting peace and security. Nada Hamada is Lebanon's ambassador to the U.S.
The trilateral framework we signed today is a first step on the road to restoring Lebanese sovereignty and territorial integrity.
That ceasefire is contingent on a complete cessation of fire by the terrorist group Hezbollah. The situation has grown more desperate by the hour in Venezuela as people dig through the rubble of collapsed homes and apartment buildings. The country is entering its third day after the devastating 1-2 punch of a 7.2 and a 7.5 earthquakes. SRN News and our parent company, Salem Media, are partnering with Christian nonprofit Food for the Poor to rush emergency aid to victims of this tragedy. Listeners wanting to help can find an online banner at the top of our website at srnnews.com. European tourists are discovering firsthand why America's free market system remains the envy of much of the world.
As European visitors travel across the United States for the World Cup, many are noticing what American capitalism has built. From massive Buc-ee's travel centers to grocery store selections and even ranch dressing, visitors are sharing their surprise online. The reactions are fueling a broader debate over how competition, free markets, and innovation continue to drive American abundance, while Europe's centralized regulatory model falls behind. Willie Nelson, Washington.
Larry Elder here. For 250 years, Americans have believed in one powerful idea, that we were meant to live free. Free to work hard, free to move, free to enjoy life without being held back. But if everyday aches and pains are slowing you down, it might be time to declare your independence from pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free, research-based formula designed to help your body fight inflammation, one of the root causes of pain. It's not a quick fix or a temporary mask. It works from the inside out at the source. Relief Factor was created so people could get back to living life on their term. Walking, working, exercising, and enjoying the moments that matter. This year, as we celebrate 250 years of American independence, take a stand for your own freedom. To commemorate, we're offering a special patriotic price, just $17.76, so you can declare your independence from pain and take your control. Your $17.76 three-week quick start is ready for you. Visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with managed IT services.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom. and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Dear Blood River Radio family, yes. Thank you so much for hanging on. This is the most incredible interview we've ever done. We've had Mo Schaefer on the first hour. He's going to ask a few questions, make a few comments. We've got Miss Connie Kukol and Miss Sharon Benkert. I think Miss Sharon Benkert probably gave maybe the most emotional testimony I've ever heard. And you American people need to know that. And because you need to know that, I'm going to shut up. We'll bring Miss Sharon back on, and Mr. Mo Schaefer, my brother, is going to make a few comments. Go ahead, Miss Sharon, and go ahead, Mo.
Thanks, hey, Eddie. Mo. And
yes,
yeah,
yes.
Sharon, and we certainly missed you this year, and we were privileged to have Connie with us for her first time since Ron passed away to be with us at our reunion. It was such a blessing. It was really a memorial service this year, but Connie was made our permanent chaplain, replacing her husband Ron for the USS Liberty Veterans Association,
and she led us through. So wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. But what I wanted to say to both of you, and Sharon, you really hit my heart big too, because we, the crew, have zero idea what you all have been through, and so your voices are so critical, and to see the personal pain through you that come on, help me, your husband Pinkhart, but what he's been through. And I remember so clearly us giving him his medal, but I want to do, if you all agree, to try to get you all heard again and maybe get on a good podcast or whatever. And so I'm just blessing you for being a part of this. And our crew needs to hear your stories. And it's more emotional than I could have possibly imagined. Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you so much,
Mo. It's been my pleasure. Maybe next year I will be in a position where I can come. It would be just by myself. The VA has been wonderful to me and to Joe, and is now giving me opportunity to start traveling, and they will cover Joe 24/7. So
wonderful.
Maybe next year I can come and be there. So I miss
wonderful.
It.
Love you, ladies. Bye.
Thanks, Mo. Love you.
Love you, Mo.
Thank you, Mo.
I feel like these are my family. And like I told Connie a couple of weeks ago, we are family.
Yeah, we are.
No doubt.
Tears me up to what these men went through. And they were told if they talked about it, they would be court-martialed. And they went through living hell their whole life. Their whole life. 3 years ago, when Joe could walk on the anniversary of the Liberty, he ran away. And I had no idea where he went. He just took off. But now it's not a memory, and it's not haunting him anymore.
God works in mysterious ways.
And that's basically, I want to be there for the men and the crew, and I want to be a part of it. And I want to just help each other.
Yeah, and you're right, Sharon. These men have been through a lot. You have to remember that some of these guys were 18 years old when this happened. and that they were just, I have grandsons that are 18, you know, 18, 19, 20, and I can't even imagine them having to go through what these men have gone through. And some of them still haven't got their benefits that they deserve. And I think that's so wrong because they're just so afraid to talk about it still today. Because that in the back of their mind, they feel like they're still being threatened.
Well, I think that's why Joe wouldn't get help all these years. It was me pushing. Yeah. And then toward the end, after he tried to commit suicide, that's when the VA stepped in. And there's been doors opened for all kinds of things that the VA is doing for us. And for him, a motorized wheelchair. They're going to build a ramp so I can get him out to doctor's appointments. I am part of what is called the caregiver support system, and that's through the VA. And they want to keep these veterans out of the hospital, out of nursing homes. And the VA pays me $3,000 a month to be the caregiver and keep him out of the hospital.
Out of nursing homes.
And then he has a caregiver that comes in 8 hours a day. And that gives me a break.
That's wonderful.
And you know, utilize all the benefits you can. The VA is out there. But he never, ever talked about it. And Connie, you're right. I think in the back of their mind, they still felt like they were being threatened.
Yeah, that was one thing that Ron said, that he said that he thinks, if he remembers, that he was lifted off before those men were threatened. So he didn't have to hear that. So he never did stop talking about it. And that's why when he went to the VA in Hot Springs, they had to call Washington to find out if he was telling the truth, because they didn't know anything about it. It was unheard of.
Wow.
That is amazing. That's such a disgrace. That's not only amazing, it's a disgrace that the American people have heard any of that. I didn't want to interrupt y'all. That's why I was so anxious to get the ladies, the wives on, because we never hear that. We never hear the other side. No one can know more than a part of the story of what these men, other veterans like that, have been through without hearing the mates of these men. I've just been bowled over by hearing that. I guess it's kind of a dumb question. What would be the hardest part that you had to go through? I'll ask Miss Sharon and then Miss Connie, being married to these veterans like that. And once the information, the news got out, the story has got out, I don't like to make two-part questions. How have the other people, your friends and family, received it? I know Miss Sharon, I believe it was you, that said that your sister was married to a Jewish man, and that doesn't go over too well. But over, I guess the question
they
is,
don't believe it ever happened.
That, surely God, but go ahead, Miss Sharon.
The hardest part was me not being able to help him at any point. He refused counseling. His belief was they don't know, that they don't understand, and it was all a cover up. And the hardest part for me was not being able to help him through any of the pain that he was going through. It destroyed him as a person. It destroyed him. and what he's been through and what they all went through. But because he did not go down to the doctor and say, hey, I got shot, here's the bullet, he still has a bullet. He tried to swallow it that day, and he said he couldn't find it. He said, I want to swallow the bullet. And he couldn't find it. I had put it in a case with a flag, and he didn't know that. But it's not being able to help them through the pain.
Yeah. Sure, Miss Connie, we have to go to our last break. We have to go to our last commercial break, ladies. God bless you. This will be a short break. It'll be about 90 seconds, 2 minutes. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. People don't go anywhere at all. Blood River Radio audience, don't go anywhere at all.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say. Dear Blood River Radio family, I'd like to thank you for holding on. Listen, this has probably been the most emotional I've been doing this a long time. I was just telling the ladies, I started out in the bean field with Political Cesspool over 20 years ago, and we've never had an interview anywhere like this at all. But I'd like to say one thing. I guess God told me I wanted to get some of the ladies on. I don't think I've ever heard another media source to bring the wives on. And the reason I want to do that, and I'm not taking credit for it, no one can tell by just interviewing the sailors what it was like since the attack of the Liberty, years and years after the Liberty. Just the incredible mental hell that they've had to go through. I've seen my wife go through hell with me at times, and nothing, I didn't go through the Liberty. People know my story. But I've seen her cry. But Miss Sharon she's brought it home. Just the raw gut, brain, heart, psychological trauma, the full devastating injury that attack on the Liberty has done not just that day, not just on that one day, June the 8th of 1967. It's happened every stinking day. It's like a cancer, like a festering, like a thorn in the side of Paul who couldn't get rid of it. But these ladies, I want to thank them so much. We're not over. We still got 10 more minutes, but they have exceeded the hopes that I had that they could get this message out there to the people. And people never, ever, ever forget who did this to these people. These people are your brothers and sister Americans, your brothers and sister Christians. That's who did it to them. Think about that every time you hear a news report come out, like what's before Congress right now, where our sellout congressmen, the people that are bought and sold by this foreign country of Israel, getting ready to merge the IDF, getting ready to merge the Israeli government, the Israeli military with the United States military. That will never happen to me. I will resist that. I will renounce their citizenship. But I've got to shut up. I'm talking too much. I've got to shut up. Miss Connie, would you like to chime in here? You've been quiet for a while. If you will, Miss Connie, come on in and take us to the bar, so to speak. Okay. We've got about 8.5 to 9 minutes.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say that Sharon's right. The hardest part is being your spouse and not being able to help them, not knowing what to do, not knowing what to say. You try to give them advice and they don't listen to it. They'll listen to someone else before they'll listen to you. That's hard. But the hardest thing that Ron went through was he had 4 children from his second wife, and 2 of his children disconnected from him, and he never got that back from his daughter. His oldest one, he tried. But his oldest one threw back in my face, if Dad would have just quit talking about that ship, we probably could have had a relationship. And I'm thinking, how can you forget something so devastating? I mean, you take the worst thing that happens in your life. You can't forget that. And I don't know how to reach out to this stepson of mine to let him know that his dad was a hero that day. And if that ship would have sunk, he wouldn't even be here today. And so it was very painful for Ron, very painful for the rest of us to see that he couldn't get that connection with especially his daughter, because he had 3 boys. And it ruined him emotionally not to have that connection with his kids, because that was very important to him.
Well, Connie, Joe and Ron are quite a much alike, because Joe had 4 children and they all broke contact with him also.
Yeah.
And he does have 1 son that does call every couple of months, but the others were the same way. That's all Dad did, was about the liberty. And our son understands. Our son was there the night that he was presented his Purple Heart. His name's Michael, and he really liked to be a part of the Liberty Association.
Yeah, I'm glad there's that one. He needs to hang on to that one. They need each other.
That's do.
That's what I saw when Ron passed away last year. His youngest son, it affected him hardest, because they were getting, really building that relationship and getting closer. And I think I've talked to him maybe twice this last year, just because he's just such an emotional time bomb right now. I just feel like I'm walking on eggshells with him right now. So
But we have a lot more in common than we realize, Connie.
Oh, absolutely. I think all the wives do. And if I ever had met Carol, his first wife, I think we'd have a lot of stories, a lot more stories. She got the brunt of that when he came home, all the nightmares and everything involved. I think she got the brunt of that. And I didn't have to see a lot of that. By the time I married Ron, he had become a Christian man, and his life had changed. He still had his PTSD and other things, but he was a changed man in his heart. You could see that. He was a godly man. He was changing. And he was changing from the inside out. And as he got older,
Go ahead.
Yeah. As he got older, he just became more closer to God, and you could see that. My children saw it. My friends saw it.
Throughout the years, Joe didn't believe in God, and I would just, God saved you that day. And he would always say, but God took the rest of the crew. But it was been in the last 5 or 6 years that Joe has found God in his heart.
That's great. That's great. Praise God.
And Ron used to call him daily and read him passages.
And that's the part about Ron where he was growing and doing more of that. And I saw that and I thought, wow, he's just really... God's really growing him, you know, closer to him in his heart and his mind. And it when the war in Israel started 2 years ago, has it been almost 3 years ago now, but that's when Ron's mind started flipping and his flashbacks came back. We'd been married almost 34 years and I had never seen him have any of that. And my daughter was there with us one day at the hospital and he said, I can just see it all over. It's all happening again right now in my mind. And we just had to sit there and wait for him for that tape recorder to stop. But it never stopped. It would just keep going.
And the same with Joe's.
Yeah. So just to see that, just that short time, I can't imagine, Sharon, you having to see that every day.
Well, fortunately, he's in a state of mind that he does not remember now the attack. But when he goes to sleep at night, his body is never at rest.
Yeah.
You know, he kicks and thrashes around. And I know that in his sleep, he is reliving it.
Yeah.
And
that's
the
biggest problem. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think any of them are ever going to be at peace.
Oh, no.
No, the only peace they'll have is when they accept Jesus in their heart and they know that if they pass from here, they'll be with God in heaven. That's the only
Miss Connie
real peace they'll
and
have.
Miss Sharon, we've run completely out of time for this hour. I just don't know what to say. I'm just speechless. You can stay in touch with me. Anything that Blood River Radio can do for you, anytime you want to come on Blood River Radio, anytime we need to do anything you can think of, just contact me. Y'all have my phone number. You also have our website. This other sailors, Mo knows how to get in touch with me. Anything we can possibly do for you, please don't hesitate. You've done God's work tonight, getting this word out to the American people. We've run completely out of time. I'd like to thank you so much. I really would.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
God bless for all you do.
Yep.
Yes,
God
ma'am.
Bless you.
Thank you so much.
Ronnie, we'll talk later on.
Dear Blood Group Radio people.